CE 1450 AM W299 CD Richland Center.
Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
To our morning show on WRCO Radio. We have some great guests in the studio. We're going to be talking about some great things going on at Ithaca Schools, and we're going to talk about how it's been going for three Ithaca seniors and their look on life and kind of getting a jump start on their careers and whatnot. In the studio with us today, Chuck Keller, Career and Life Ready Director for CESA 3. Monica Kirshner is here, Youth Apprenticeship Career Coach. Greg Herbst is here, Superintendent and Principal at Ithaca School. And then we have three students who are experiencing this as well. Danny Ferriance, Darren Nelson, and Violet Dilly. So we've got a whole studio full of folks here today. We'll start with Chuck. He drew the short straw to go first today. So good to have you back in here. You were back with us in February and kind of setting the stage for this program. And it's really been going well, hasn't it?
First of all, thanks for having us today. And yes, it's a great program. The Youth Apprenticeship Program is it's a great opportunity for students to test drive careers, and it's a great opportunity for employers to do that talent search locally to find that next generation of worker. The students, the employers see if it's, you know, there's a really good fit for that. And in a lot of cases, these students stay on with the employers for a long time.
Can you give us a little bit of a history of the program, an overview, Chet?
Well, sure. Wisconsin was one of the first states to implement the Youth Apprenticeship Program, and that was under the Tommy Thompson administration, so it's been a long time. I've been associated with the CESA for 8 years now, and when I first started, we had about 117 kids participating in the program in southwest Wisconsin. This year, we have 559. Students, and it just continues to grow. And it's all due to the local work, you know, that the schools, the employers, regionally, and I'm just going to take the schools that kind of touch Richland County, and that would be like Richland Center, Ithaca, River Valley, Riverdale, Kickapoo, and we'll throw basketball in there because Henry's here. And but anyway, we have 133 employers and 173 kids participating in the program. And I guess the message that comes loud and clear is, you know, there's sometimes a misnomer that students don't want to work, or, you know, there's a generation of people don't want to work, and that's false. I mean, there's some great kids. They're highly motivated, and they work really hard, and they just want to get better, you know. And so this program is just a great program, and I'm honored to be here with Ithaca today because locally, Ithaca is what our number one school in terms of participation when it comes to the Youth Apprenticeship Program. The statewide average of percent participation is about 6%. Ithaca participates at 48%. And it's just amazing. And that's why I'm so happy that you're honoring the people here today for that.
What do you attribute that to, the high numbers from Ithaca?
Well, passion. All right. You have to have people, professional educators that are passionate about the youth. You have to have employers that are willing to mentor and take on the next generation. And you have to have a work ethic. You have to have a culture. And because of that, all those things come together, and it's just a perfect storm, so to speak.
Getting students finding the right thing, getting them motivated. That's exciting when that light bulb goes on for a student and they find something that they really love, I'm sure, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, and that comes from guidance, you know, and career exploration. We always tell the kids to, you mentioned it earlier, you know, finding, it's great to be able to work in something that you enjoy, you know, and once you find your passion through taking coursework, you know, elective classes, whatever classes you are, to find that passion. And if you're passionate and you're good at something, you're going to be successful. And that's the message that we have for all of these kids.
The schools that you oversee, too, I mean, it seems like it's all kinds of careers, right? It's not just basic, you know, like going to do whatever, farm work or automotive. You've got a little bit of everything, don't you?
Yes, we do. And we wouldn't have enough time to talk about all the career clusters and everything. But basically, even within one organization, there's multiple career paths. And so whatever the student's passionate about, whatever their skills are, people like Monica and others, they sit down and talk to these kids. And then the students get what's called an academic and career plan, a transition plan. So what are you going to do after you leave your current school district? You know, is it going to be a two-year? Is it going to be a four-year? Is it going to be the world of work? Is it going to be the military? And whatever that dream or passion is, as adults, we help the kids to achieve those dreams.
Lots of people, we always talk about the job wanted, help wanted signs. We get those all the time. They're passionate for getting people in there, good people to work too, aren't they?
Yeah, and you know, everybody starts at the bottom. You know, so we tell that to all our kids. You're going to start out at the bottom, but how long you stay there is up to you. And so it's a talent acquisition program. And so students get hired, you know, at the help wanted, as you said. And they're trying to decide if that employer's a good fit for them. At the same time, the employer's trying to decide, is the student a good fit? And as the student grows and learns and improves and gets more skill, they advance within an organization. And then when they transition out of that high school, what we call year 13, a lot of times those students are staying there, you know, and there's... Unfortunately, there's seniors right now who are graduating, not quite sure what their future is. The kids that are part of the youth apprenticeship program, they know. You know, they know they're in a really good spot right now.
Over the summer, does the youth apprenticeship stop then, or does it continue to go? Do you still mentor students over the summer, too?
So it begins in the summer.
It begins.
Huh? Okay, so for any student that's a sophomore or junior out there right now, or parents, if you're listening, students can begin June 1st, and that's when the program starts. And then so for these seniors, the program will finish August 31st after they graduate. So there's actually, in summers, there's a very busy time for this program.
And that works out well with school being out, and they can probably spend more time on the job, right?
Yes, and they can be athletes, too. You know, work release is a part of the program, but it doesn't have to be. And students can be three-sport athletes and participate. They can be involved in any CTSO, like FFA or FBLA or those things. They can be in choir, band, whatever their passions are, they can still do that and be a part of this program.
Well, the success from Ithaca, it stems a lot from this young lady over in the corner here, Monica Kirshner, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. She's amazing.
Monica, we bring you on this morning. You've had good response in the halls of Ithaca when we try to recruit these students, it sounds like.
Yes. First of all, again, thank you as well for having us. Yeah, it's great. Like Chuck had mentioned, it's a passion. It's just something that I love to do. I love coaching. So, yeah, and then, you know, sometimes coaching can be so different. And so coaching these students one-on-one and helping them just discover their strengths, their passions, their identity, basically also, like who they are, what they're striving to do in life, what they're thinking, because they do realize that 4 years goes by pretty fast. And so I just actually had a freshman student say to me yesterday, Mrs. Kirshner, you're right, this first year, wow, they literally used the term, it was a blink of an eye. And I'm like, in the next year, you're going to go even faster. So yes, enjoy it. But also, like I said, it's just kind of, it's a good time to start tapping into those interests, those passions, and discovering possibilities of careers.
So you start encouraging them at the younger grades in high school then to try.
Yeah. Actually, we've even tapped into our sixth graders.
Really?
Yeah. So their life skills class. And we've done little assessments that they kind of take, again, that just kind of triggers them with their passions and their strengths. And then after taking this little online test thing, it kind of gives them some results of career clusters that maybe they'll, you know, that they'd be good at. So that's fun. Then we just, every year we actually are able to continue to, you know, do this program, keep reassessing every year, because will it change? Absolutely. So the sixth graders that did it this year, I'm sure by their freshman, sophomore year, some of their strengths and passions will have changed, you know, but it's just it's a good start. It's a great start.
And so will some of the jobs that are out there change by that time. It's a real changing world, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're also focusing on scheduling for next year already with all of our high school students. And we all had the discussion that how important computers are and just the knowledge. And because we were talking about our Microsoft Office certifications that we can get in our business classes. And that is pretty important because almost all jobs nowadays are computers. So, yeah.
Have you had a good response from the business community looking for helpers?
It's been great. A lot of new employers this year, and that's been fabulous. Yeah, every year it seems to grow and pick up.
So lots of students involved. Is this the most that Ithaca has had, involved
yes.
in the youth apprenticeship?
Yep. This year we're at 32 students. I believe last year we were at 30 or 31. So, it's always good to know the numbers and stuff. But like I said, if you just got a passion and drive and you're just guiding one-on-one, this all falls into place. And the students are excited to discover career pathways as well, you know, and if it's the YA program, it's not for everyone. That's the other thing. And so I can go to a classroom and we could talk about the youth apprenticeship program. And then some students are like, oh, Mrs. Kirshenhaus, it's not for me. I'm like, that's perfectly fine. That is. And then another student is totally gung-ho about it. So, yeah.
In terms of these students here, you've got a good group of seniors this year, but these three, you chose these three specifically, didn't you?
Yeah, so it's all the seniors are fantastic, and we all have different, they have different pathways. So that's what, we have Darren in agriculture, and we have Danny in TDL, which is transportation, distribution, logistics, and working automotive. And we have Violet in healthcare, and it's been pretty amazing of what these three have accomplished and done to succeed in the youth apprenticeship program.
Are there some statewide things? Do you have competitions with that program too as well?
Not really competitions, but I would say these students are required to fulfill 450 working hours throughout the 1 year that they're in. A couple of them have been in for 2 years because it's a, like Chuck was saying before, it's open for juniors and seniors, so you could be a 1 to 2 year program. Here's the thing, you might have a change. And Danny is one that we had a change. So his junior year, he was in a different pathway. In his senior year, we changed him up because he found more of a passion and a way, something else that he wanted to drive for. And so that's what I like too, because I don't want a student, and sometimes a student does, they come to me like, oh, I failed at this, or I just don't like my job, or this isn't it. I'm like, that's okay. Now you've checked that off. It's good to know and figure that out now. So, I'm sorry, I kind of jumped around there, but 450 paid working hours is one thing that's required out of the student, as well as related instruction. They need at least two forms of related instruction. So that is courses, classes that are related to their career pathway. So take, for instance, Darren in agriculture. He has already a step ahead. He plans on pursuing at Southwest Tech. And what I just really think is great is he dove in and he's got already farm management class taken care of, which is 3 credits to Southwest Tech. He has his workplace communications course taken care of, which is 2 credits, I believe. And these are credits. Here's another bonus is the youth apprenticeship program, CESA 3, pays up to 6 college credits for these students a year. So they can, if they're in it for 2 years, they can walk away with 12 college credits free. And so that's a great gift.
Talk about getting a jump start on life right there.
Yes.
And you can probably finish college a little sooner than sometimes, can't you?
You can, yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
put your mind to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So right now, I'm guessing the scheduling is going on for the next school year. That's probably a real jigsaw puzzle to put together, though. You're trying to figure out who's going to work when and what classes are taking,
yes.
right?
So I visited some classes yesterday and just kind of said it'd be, you know, it's, of course, nice to get a head start and take care of kind of the paperwork and things that are that need to be done before June 1st, because when summer comes, you know, you don't see the students that often. And then trying to close out our students from this year. So it's kind of a double, you know, there's a lot happening from closing out to beginning with the new ones. And as the new ones, that's like our sophomores, because they're the ones who are going into their junior year, and they get now to have this chance of the youth apprenticeship program. So, yeah.
It the real is a lesson in time management, too, isn't it?
Yes.
For the students, you know, because yes. this and that, and then if they're involved in extracurriculars, you know, they have to be back at a certain time.
It's a lot. It's a lot. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I sometimes got to walk through the halls and go find a student. but, hey, there's pros and cons. And the cool thing, the pros about a small school, you can look at it different ways, but these students are involved in so much, you know, in everything, which is great. So yeah, I try to, of course, I don't know, I guess maybe sometimes that mother hen and kind of walk around or go find them.
That's
my
awesome.
Motherly instincts, yes.
Monica Kirshner and Chuck Keller here in the studio. And then why don't we talk to the students? Maybe we can swing that microphone
yes.
over there to Violet. We'll start with her. Violet Dilley is here. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. You're kind of a veteran of this program because you've been on in several capacities this year, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Yes. I've been here a few times, but it's been good. So I'm back again.
The FFA, it's been a good year for FFA, right?
Yes, it's been a great year for FFA. Had lots of kids participating and seen really great things happen this year.
Did you recently have some competition with the FFA as well?
I did. We had a lot of kids participate in a CDE event. And like I personally participated in livestock judging, and I think Darren Nelson also participated. And we're looking at going to state here in the next few days. So it's pretty exciting.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
So when you first heard about the youth apprenticeship program, what were your thoughts? Do you remember?
I think that I was just like really excited to see all the opportunities. I knew that there was a lot to offer, and I was just like, you know, I'm not really sure where I'm going in life or where are my next steps. And I knew that that was one way that I could figure that out.
And you've kind of figured things out here, because
yes.
tell us what you've accomplished here so far.
So this fall, I took a medical terminology class that was paid by CESA 3, and I also took a CNA course that was also paid for, and now I've been working in healthcare. I started off at the pharmacy and just figured out that that wasn't for me, but then I started doing in-home care. And I really love that, but I just needed some more hours, and there was a hospital opening, and I went there and had, like, my first interview, which was a really great experience, and got hired there for a CNA position.
Wow. Was it looking at it, was it a daunting task, thinking, man, this looks like it's going to be hard? I mean, how hard was it for you?
Honestly, with all the support that I had, I feel like I was in Monica's office quite frequently, and I'm like, what does this look like? What does this mean? But every time I went there, she always had an answer for me, and she led me in the right direction, and I just felt like I had all the support in the world.
I know you're involved in so many other things. How do you manage time to get work in and school and everything else?
So I do have a work release. So I go to school first through sixth hour, and then I get released so I can work for about like 2 hours each day, and then I come back for practice. So it's just a few hours, and it just kind of helps to get something every day.
This can be a kind of a daunting time as a senior, too, because you're kind of coming down the stretch and you're thinking about next year. But does this kind of ease your mind a little bit? You kind of know what direction you want to go in post-high school?
Yeah, I feel like I just kind of sorted some things out along the way. College, like, is pretty scary sometimes. It's like, what are you going to go do? And you have all these expectations. And I feel like this program's just really set me up for success to know just kind of where I'm going to go and what I'm going to do. So,
you want to stay in the healthcare field?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. What's been the most rewarding so far in terms of your job?
So I would say probably when I had my clinicals at Pine Valley, I felt like there was just some really great things that I saw that just made me want to make a difference in the world. And I saw what other people could do to help probably our most vulnerable people. So it just really gave me the passion and drive to want to do that.
My goodness, that's an impressive answer right there, isn't it, Chuck?
Yes, it is. And now you know the joy that we have in working with this program, because just the amazing stories that our youth have and the potential. It's heartwarming.
Yeah, we're seeing it there. Thanks for being on. We're going to jump over to Danny Ferriance, who's here as well. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning.
We understand we're taking you out of work right now, aren't we?
Yep.
So you're losing money by doing this show.
Yeah, that's okay, though.
So tell me about your path and how you chose what you're doing right now.
Well, I'm working up to Andrew Arneson's. I'm working automotive repair, and I chose kind of working in this path because I grew up working with my grandpa in the shop and really enjoyed working on cars, mowers, and anything I can really turn a wrench on.
That's awesome. So what are you working on at Arneson's? A little bit of everything then?
Well, right now it's lawnmower season. All the lawnmowers coming in, get them serviced for everybody to get ready for mowing season.
So they keep you pretty busy up there.
Yep. I have tasks upon tasks until it's ready to go to school.
So what work-related courses are you still taking then at Ithaca then?
I just recently finished my OSHA 30 that I took for the workplace so I can be hired and have that on my resume for success later on in my path I'm continuing on with.
Okay. So did you start at a different spot and then kind of choose this instead?
Yeah, I started at a different spot. I was not very sure about that spot, and then I learned about the position I'm in now, and I really enjoy how it was, and it really helped out that I had the opportunity to take that to show that I didn't enjoy that, and I learned that I didn't enjoy that through that experience.
So you've always been kind of a hands-on kind of guy, then, it sounds like.
Yep, I love wrenching on stuff and working with wood and all kind of stuff like that.
Yeah, that's amazing. So what about going on in life? What career path are you thinking about, Danny?
I want to go into HVAC, but after my HVAC certifications and technical diplomas, I want to go back and get my mechanical diplomas too for continuing on with automotive tech and certifications with that.
Wow, you're going to be well-rounded.
Yep.
And you realize people are going to be bringing your mowers to you no matter what you're doing, right?
Yep, that's the hope.
So looking back in your high school years, is there something you've been, I know you're involved in a lot of other things. Do you have anything you're real happy about, things that looking back on there?
I really enjoyed playing football, and sure, I'm going to miss that. I love playing football, and Mr. Herbst was also a great experience in taking his math class.
He's pointing at himself.
I also shoot trap over with Weston for high school trap, and that's been one of my favorite sports to do.
That's awesome. How's that going?
We just started last weekend, and we had some really good scores come through, and we're hoping that we took home second for the last conference, but I'm hoping to get a first-place conference trophy for our last season.
That's awesome. You were involved, I know, in basketball as well. That had to be fun. You had a good year there, too.
Yeah, it was amazing being conference champs for the first time in 52 years and making a run to the regional finals. We wish we could have kept going, but that's how it played out.
Lots of memories, though, right?
Yep.
So does it seem like your 4 years have gone by really quickly, Danny?
Yeah, I can remember yesterday playing football in August freshman year. Then looking back now, I just can't believe it's already gone.
Senior class pretty close?
Yeah, I would say so. We're always giving each other a hard time, having a good time in the classroom.
Good deal. Well, enjoy the final, what is it, month? Have you got the days marked off in the calendar, do you?
Yep, about a month.
About a month, yeah. Well, good. Thanks for being on with us, Danny.
Yep.
And we're going to bring on Darren Nelson, too. We can take Chuck's mic and share it over there with him. So, good morning, Darren.
Morning.
Good to have you on here. So tell me about your experience and what you've done so far through the youth apprenticeship.
So I'm in the agricultural field. So I leave school at 1 o'clock, and then I go work on the farm until I got to come back to sports.
Okay. And you've been able to do a few things, some classes at Southwest Tech, is that right?
Yeah. Like Monica said, I've took 2 courses through Southwest Tech to get credits so I don't take it next year when I go down to Southwest Tech. I took the workplace communication and the farm management.
Okay. So what did you learn from those? Anything you'd like to share?
Well, I learned a lot of things that I'm glad that I didn't have to pay for those credits myself, like helping out that way.
Mm-hmm. So you'd like to wind up back on the farm someday?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. This day and age, you got to be pretty well-rounded as if you're going to land on the farm, though, don't you?
Yeah.
In terms of learning other skills and keeping things going. So, good. What are some things in high school you've been real happy about? Any memories you'd like to share?
I don't know.
You've been involved in some other teams and things like that? And
yeah.
Part of
last year's baseball team
baseball?
Was pretty exciting to do. With.
That was exciting. And it started off pretty well this year, too, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
Good. And in terms of looking ahead to the future, what would the dream job be for Darren Nelson if you could choose one?
I might go work at like a mechanic shop and work on tractors and stuff.
Okay. That's awesome. This day and age, that's a major undertaking, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not just changing the oil anymore. You gotta really know what you're doing there.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. And in terms of looking ahead and looking back on this, you know, if you're looking out at 10 years, looking back at high school, you know, what are you happy that you're able to do this?
Yeah, I'm very happy that I'm able to do this to make sure that I know that I want to stay in this career.
Do you take some related courses at school, too, at Ithaca High School to go along with this?
Yeah, I'm in the shop almost every hour, except for one.
Mm-hmm. How's that teacher there?
He's okay.
He's okay. Got to say that. Well, he says you're a pretty good worker, that's for sure. So you guys have a good time out there, too. So senior class, pretty tight-knit and everything?
Yeah, we're pretty tight.
And down to the final days here. So.
Yep.
Yeah, indeed. Well, we appreciate you coming along with us and joining us on the radio. We're going to take a break and come back and talk more with the Ithaca students in a moment on today's morning show. We're putting the focus on Ithaca today on the morning show from WRCO Radio. Superintendent and middle and high school principal Greg Herbst has been very silent, not like you, really, right? Good to have you on this morning.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Boy, it's got to be a proud moment as you hear these seniors talk today.
Absolutely. I joined Ithaca 4 years ago as a high school math teacher, so I had the privilege of having these three young scholars in both Algebra 1 and Geometry. So, this is both a proud and sad time because my wife and I have 3 children, but in addition to that, I have 340 kids, so it's going to be difficult.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But proud of their accomplishments so far, and they haven't even really gotten out in the world yet, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, as I sit here and look at all three of them, they've kind of shared what their career path might be. But if that's something that they want to change, I'm sure they'll excel, and I can give a little bit of an inside joke here. But Violet Dilley, if healthcare doesn't work out, she's a natural-born teacher. Because I do not come from an ag background, and a couple of years ago in class, at the end of a class, she was teaching me the difference between a cow and a heifer. And I still remember her lesson, which is why I think she would excel in that. And I know Darren Nelson, he was never happier than when he was sitting in the seat of a tractor doing X, Y, or Z. And Danny Ferriance, I tell you what, this young man, along with Matthew Kay, sat in the same seats for 2 straight years. And I think there was some elder care involved in there, because whenever I would drop a dry erase marker or an eraser, they would jump out of their seats and pick it up so that I didn't have to bend over.
Well, that was nice of them, wasn't it?
I tell you what, I love these children. They have brought so much joy to my life over the course of the last 4 years. And one of the things that I'll say at commencement, I'm sure, when I get a chance to address them for the final time, is the fact that I love these kids. They have brought so much joy to my life And so I'm thrilled for them to see them go on and start the next phases of their lives, respectively. But it's going to be a sad moment for me in the fall, because that'll be the first time I walk into that school in the 4 years that I've been there, and they won't be there with me. And that's difficult. But I'm thrilled for them, because this is how it's supposed to be. You do the best you can, and you try to facilitate in their development. And then when they go on, as sad as it is, that's the way it goes. So we've tried to help prepare them for this moment, and now it's them to take the next step. It's time.
You know, the thing that they all have in common is work ethic. I think about how hard they've already worked to get where they've gotten.
Well, like I said, I had them in class, so homework. I'm trying to think if they had the same work ethic.
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast today, partly cloudy and quiet, with a high of 62 degrees expected, southeast winds around 10. Tonight, increasingly cloudy and turning a bit breezy, a low of 39. And Friday, cloudy with blustery winds, rain likely by late morning, scattered showers and thunderstorms on Friday, and a high of 60. Right now, it is 35 degrees.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here's what you need to know. Concerns that Israel's actions in Gaza are hurting Joe Biden in Wisconsin. That from 2nd District Congressman Democrat Mark Pocan, who noted that Biden beat Donald Trump in purple Wisconsin by just over 20,000 votes in 2020. In Madison on Wednesday, Pocan said the campaign has work to do in Wisconsin between now and November. Pocan said prohibiting offensive weapons from the U.S. in any Israeli strike. That will be ensuring the delivery of humanitarian aid are essential, and that Biden needs to impress that on Israel. His campaign says former President Donald Trump will be back in Wisconsin soon, with the latest Marquette Law School poll showing Trump essentially neck and neck with President Joe Biden among likely voters in Wisconsin. He'll be in Waukesha on May 1st. The stop will be Trump's first visit to Wisconsin since April 2nd, when he was in Green Bay. Prior to that, he hadn't been in Wisconsin since a rally in August of 2022. Trump is currently on trial in New York. The presiding judge uses Wednesdays to attend other classes and cases, which would allow for Trump's visit to Waukesha next Wednesday. Mike Gallagher's career in Congress is officially over. Gallagher announced a month ago he planned to resign April 19th, but put that off as the House scheduled a weekend vote to approve a $95 billion war funding package, including more than $60 billion for Ukraine. In a letter to Democratic Governor Tony Evers, the Green Bay area Republican said he was signing effective 4 p.m. on Wednesday, and the former U.S. Marine signed off with Semper Fi. There won't be a special election to fill the remainder of the Gallagher term because his departure occurred after the second Tuesday in April. So far, State Senator Andre Jacques of DePere, former State Senator Roger Roth of Appleton, and DePere businessman Tony Wide have announced they plan to run for the Republican nomination. One vehicle rollover resulted in a fatality. On Tuesday afternoon around 2:25, Grand County Sheriff's Office was notified of a one-vehicle rollover on County Highway B east of West Road. Wilbert E. Post, 93 of Potosi, was traveling east on County Highway B when his vehicle left the roadway and traveled onto the right shoulder. Post overcorrected, crossed the pavement, and into the left ditch where the vehicle rolled multiple times. Post was trapped inside the vehicle, was extricated by the Potosi JAWS unit. The Potosi Rescue Squad transported Post to the Lancaster Airport, where they met MedFlight and was transported to UW-Madison. The sheriff's office was later notified Wilbert Post did not survive the crash. Riverdale senior Riley Wanick has been recognized with a School Forest Award by the LEAF program for his contributions to the Riverdale School Forest Program. Wisconsin's School Forest Program was created 96 years ago to allow schools to own property for forestry programs. The primary focus was to engage students in replanting our forests. Since those early days, the program has grown and evolved due to the efforts of many individuals and organizations. Riley has helped to maintain and manage trails at the Riverdale School Farm and Forest over the last 3 years. The 147-acre property boasts over 100 acres of forest, as well as 44 tillable acres and a newly built learning center. This property, donated to the district in 1962, has seen a lot of changes these past 3 years, with Riley as Riverdale's FFA school forest manager. As needs for trails and locations increased, Riley created signs in his technical education class and implemented them as a part of his student service course. This made trails more accessible to the district and staff. He also assisted in developing maps of the area and also trail names, lengths, and locations to later post at the Learning Center for students and visitors to use. In 2021, he helped select a new trail site as well as mark and clear an area past the new Jack Meister Agricultural Center. The award will be presented to Riley Wanick at the FFA Annual Awards and Banquet on May 8th. The University of Wisconsin's flagship campus in Madison is slipping in the global and national rankings. U.S. News and World Report says UW-Madison is number 35 in the nation, but the Wall Street Journal ranks it 79th. International, UW's ranking has fallen to as low as 102nd. Authors of the UW's internal study say the UW-Madison is slipping as a top research university and gets fewer federal research grants as a result. With the warmer spring weather, more outdoor activities are taking place. Some choose to bike to save money and stay healthy. Remember, being visible on a bike and taking responsibility for yourself are important safety tips. Tracy Fluke, a bicycling expert, says,
you know, one of the things bicyclists need to remember is you always ride with traffic. Pedestrians on the sidewalk, or if they're walking on the road, they need to walk against traffic. It's much safer for them. Always wear bright clothes, carry lights, you know, have lights on your bike. Take some responsibility for yourself.
The Wisconsin DOT says that bicyclists must obey the rules of the road. They are considered equal to other vehicles on any Wisconsin road. Gunderson Boscobel Area Clinics will be hosting a special event for children. Following a hiatus caused by the pandemic, Natalie Tollefson is the manager of business operations and foundation director for Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics.
After a three-year COVID hiatus, we are finally bringing back our teddy bear clinic, and it will be held on Saturday, April 27th from 9 to 11:30 right here at the hospital. Kiddos can either bring their own stuffed animal, or we will have free teddy bears available. So kids will get a teddy bear when they arrive while supplies last. And then they will go station to station with their teddy bear, from x-ray to casting. So maybe their teddy bear, you know, got hurt and needs to have their broken bone casted, to primary care, where their teddy bear can get weighed and measured, and they get to look in their ears and throat and all that fun stuff.
Tollefson says it's a great way to expose children to health care in a fun setting.
Kind of takes that fear out of going to the doctor if they ever need it down the road for an x-ray, or going to the lab, you know. They get to see a needle go into an orange and just things like that. So it's a real kid-friendly event, and kind of gives them that behind-the-scenes look at healthcare too, and they get to see x-rays up on a screen. And
the Teddy Bear Clinic and Bike Rodeo will be held at the Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital this Saturday from 9 until 11:30. The event is free of charge.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
The forecast for today calls for highs in the low 60s, partly cloudy and quiet. Southeast winds around 10. Tonight, increasing clouds and turning a bit breezy, a low of 39. Southeast winds at 10 to 15. Friday, cloudy with blustery winds. Rain likely by late morning. Scattered thunderstorms as well, a high of 60. Friday night, occasional showers and thunderstorms and breezy, a low of 50. Saturday, 75. Spotty showers or thunderstorms possible. And then more widespread rain expected overnight Saturday night into Sunday. In Richland Center, yesterday we were at 57 degrees. 40 was the midnight mark, and right now we're at our overnight low with some sunshine. It's 34 degrees.
Don't miss out on the Hill Point Fire Department's annual Smelt Feed. Join us this Saturday, May 4th, at the Hill Point BFW Hall from 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Indulge in delicious smelt while supplies last. Tickets available at the door for just $15 each. Your support means the world to us.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Sports Time, sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look at the busy high school sports schedule. And big news on the Wisconsin high school sports scene from yesterday. The Brewers picked up a win.
Kubota has the industry-leading BX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. BX tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
The member schools of the WIAA passed two amendments, defeated a much-deliberated name, image, likeness proposal, and conducted other membership business. Yesterday, the membership voted 170 to 219 to reject the proposed NIL language that would have allowed student-athletes to engage in promotion and revenue opportunities and activities not associated or identified with their school team, school, conference, or the WIAA, which included a number of prohibited NIL activities. Executive Director Stephanie Hauser indicated the failed vote does not end the discussions on NIL. We will continue this conversation with our membership in response to the trend across the nation with other high school associations allowing some opportunities for name, image, and likeness, she said. The annual meeting vote is evidence of the ownership the membership has in the democratic process. The two amendments that passed by the members affect the membership's bylaws. The first allows schools to use their resources and coaches to conduct developmental programming during the school year, but outside the designated sports season for students in eighth grade or below, which remains prohibited for students in grades 9 through 12. The second bylaw amendment permits member schools to submit one unedited video clip for review by the executive staff if a school believes the wrong player has been identified in an ejection, and to assist in identifying the correct student-athlete to serve the ejection suspension. The amendment passed by a 387 to 1 vote. On the high school scoreboard and schedule today, there's track action at Cuba City. Riverdale will be involved in that. Also, Riverdale will be home against Southwestern in softball this afternoon. We'll have the call of that game today on WRCO, FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Richland Center's track team will be at Dodge Point this afternoon. River Valley will be there as well for a multiple school meet. The Richland Center baseball team is at Dodgeville for baseball action. Softball, Richland Center Center is home against Westby, and the Richland Center soccer team will be at Wisconsin Heights. River Valley will be involved in action today in baseball. They'll be at Prairie du Chien. Galena is at River Valley in area soccer. There's also a golf match for Southwest Conference teams at Dodge Point this afternoon. Weston baseball hosting Seneca. Kickapoo is taking on DeSoto in Stoddard this afternoon. Plus, Ithaca Weston and Kickapoo among the track teams at the Royal Invitational. And Ithaca and also Lafarge will play a doubleheader today in Ridge and Valley baseball and softball. The Brewers were able to capitalize on errors by the Pirates while grabbing a 3-2 road win Wednesday. Milwaukee scored three times in the second inning, taking advantage of an error, two walks, two hit batters, and a run-scoring single by catcher William Contreras. Brian Hudson got the win in relief. Contreras had three hits, and Sal Frelick added two. The teams wrap up the four-game set this afternoon with ace Freddie Peralta going to the hill for manager Pat Murphy. Also, the Cubs were winners against Houston, 4-3. St. Louis topped Arizona. Final score was 5-1. Minnesota over the White Sox, 6-3. The year-end abandoned. Tells for the Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team last night. Prior to the event, Coach Greg Gard talked about the recent departure of players and players across the Big Ten, and he says he's not faulting the recent players for leaving.
If anybody in their right mind told any of you guys or Dallas that you could go triple your income by taking a different job, you'd do it in a heart.
Well, math is different.
I'm getting grinned at.
No, but I tell you what, that is true. And they did have such a strong work ethic when I was their teacher, so I saw it then. I've continued to see it, not just in their academic work, but in their career preparation. And, you know, the interesting thing, too, is there were times, as in any course, where the subject matter may have been a bit difficult for them. And so the way they approached that was, rather than avoid it, they tackled it head on. They would come in for class after school, you know, to get some extra tutoring. They might come, a lot of times kids would come in during lunchtime, and we would solve the problems of the world. So, no, I've seen this work ethic in them when they were 14, and they've certainly developed that since then.
Youth apprenticeship, the whole education process has changed a lot over the course of years, but this is something that certainly has been a bonus, I'm thinking, isn't it?
Yeah, I think this youth apprenticeship is amazing, and I wish we would have tapped into this from an educational standpoint decades ago. You know, I go back to when I was in school, we didn't have anything like this. I love that Monica had referenced there's some software where it helps you align what your passions are to careers that align with those. You know, you're going to work for 40, if not 50, if not longer, in terms of, you know, if you're fortunate enough to live to be an old age, and you're going to work for, let's just say, 50 years. Wouldn't you want to enjoy that? You know, so you have to find something that is challenges you. It challenges your mind. It grows your intellect, and it's worthy of your time. And so by these three young people and others investing themselves into the career pathway, they have accelerated their evolution. You know, a lot of students, this is an unfortunate but true statement, a lot of students, they graduate from high school and then ask themselves, what now? Well, those questions should have been answered a long time ago, at least in terms of preparation. And like Monica had said, you know, some kids will do something, come back and say, that's not for me. That's fantastic. That's part of the process. So I think youth apprenticeship is fantastic. I think the person that we have sitting with us here, Mrs. Kirshner, I think she is remarkable. And I say, I just a little fun fact about me, I don't believe in false praise. I find false praise actually to be destructive. That if there is a benchmark that we consider to be good and somebody underperforms and we say good job, the only thing that we've accomplished is we've lowered the benchmark of what is now considered to be good. That being said, Mrs. Kirshner, I find her to be remarkable. Statistically speaking, we have the highest performing youth apprenticeship program in CESA 3, which encompasses more than 30 schools. And that is not random. It is not accidental. That is intentional. And the person who has driven that is with us in this room today.
That's awesome. Open enrollment closes April 30th. I'm guessing you'd like to put a pitch in for, you know, bringing some students to Ithaca, or at least taking a look, right?
Absolutely. You know, Wisconsin is a little bit unique in my educational experience in the fact that it does have true open enrollment. I administered in Iowa, and they had open enrollment, but it was extremely limited. When I was in Illinois, it didn't exist. But in Wisconsin, you've got a three-month window from February 1st to April 30th where you get to choose. And so I would certainly put in an endorsement for Ithaca. And I don't say that just because I'm there. I say that because every day I get to see the quality of things that go on. And so I'm very privileged and proud to say that I work there and that I contribute in any way that I can. You know, some people think that if I were to be asked the question, you know, who do I work for? Well, on paper, you would say that I work for the school board because in the hierarchy of things, of course, those are my seven bosses. You can make an argument that I work for the teachers because they are the first line of instruction. So my job is to provide them with what they need to be their most effective selves. I would argue that I work for the students. Because I've, like I said, I have three girls of my own, and I wanted them to have the absolute best education that could be provided. I want the same thing for these kids as well. So I work for the children of Ithaca School District.
Monica, you've got a special thing coming up here next Tuesday, I believe, for the CSID 3 schools, don't you?
Yes. So Ithaca School is hosting a Career Exploration Day. This is, yes, on Tuesday, the 30th. And I am really stoked about this because I did not expect to have a full house in our gym. And I can say that we are out of tables and I will have a full house of all local businesses and even local post-secondary schools coming to our gym. So I am super excited. This is an event for our 6th through 12th grade. So even middle schoolers are going to be able to come and just do some career exploration. Just check out, oh, what is this business and what do they do? As well as then tapping into our sophomores and juniors who will then, you know, can kind of get prepared a little bit and have a better understanding of, again, the youth apprenticeship program and if maybe there's a job opportunity for them to plug into. And then as well as just even for our seniors are still going to participate because it never hurts to just get more knowledge and career pathways. I am very excited to we have military coming as well, a couple branches of military, and then we have UW-Platteville coming, Western Tech coming, Southwest Tech coming, and Madison Area Technical College coming, and these post-secondary school, they're excited to come. Our K through 12, our little Ithaca, they're excited to come and to be a mentor and equipped and guide our 6 through 12 students, you know, for any help that they can give. But as far as businesses too, first of all, thank you, area businesses, if you're listening today and you are going to be a part next Tuesday of our Career Exploration Day. We're super excited to have you. And that you'll be coming to our school. So thank you in advance.
Have you done this in the past, Monica?
Last year, Richland Center High School in Ithaca did a joint one at the campus. And that was, it was great. It was a wonderful event. And just with a few changes and stuff, we just decided, we're just going to host in our gym this year because I wanted to open it up to the middle school students as well. And so we're doing hosting our own event for our 6th through 12th grade students.
The students will kind of go in shifts then when they come in and go through the fair, or are they all kind of together?
Correct. Nope, they'll go in shifts. So we'll have the middle school students all together. They're more for, like I said, academic and career, maybe like awareness and just exploration. And then we're actually pairing up freshmen and seniors then will be together. And then we'll have sophomores and juniors. And the reason why is because the sophomores and juniors, again, are the ones who are looking into the youth apprenticeship program. And then we just kind of focus on the academic and career development planning and just even focus and experience with that. So it should be a great morning. I'm looking forward to it. And
Planting the seed there for the future for some of these kids and maybe getting involved in the youth apprenticeship program.
Absolutely. Yes.
Good deal. Anything else you'd like to add this morning about the program or anything else you have going on at Ithaca, Monica?
You know, I just, I do would like to do this if it's okay. Our 32 students, I am very proud of them. I'm very proud of all of our students at Ithaca. Don't get me wrong. And these 32, though, that choose to be part of the youth apprenticeship program and like press into their next step in life or whatever it may be. Can I just give a shout out to them?
Sure, go ahead.
Kind of just also to the businesses because it's just great having what we have this year. So Ruthie, we have a couple, I'll just talk about a couple pathways. So hospitality, we have Ruthie Weitzel and Wyatt Hilby. They were at McDonald's and House on the Rock. And so I just want to give the shout out to the place of employments as well there. So our TDL, which is the Transportation Distribution Logistics, we have Braden Freestone at Vitesnix, Alex Evans at the Do-It Center, Emma Coy at Quick Trip, Landon Thompson at Philbeck Ford, Danny Ferriance at Arnson Service and Repair, and Allison Durst at Ace Hardware. In agriculture, we have quite a few, but that's because we are an ag school. We have a lot of farm families and a lot of students who just love and have the drive for agriculture. So we have Logan Anderson at Anderson Cattle Company, Josie Lau at Anderson Equine Farm, Kayla Berkram at Huth Cattle Company, Darren Nelson at Huff Nelson Holsteins, Maggie Kirshner at Kirshner Cattle Company, Wesley Nelson at Huff Nelson Sons Holsteins, excuse me, Abby Weedenfield at Weedenfield Farms, Kaylee Miller at Miller Farms, Ryan Tordeau at Tordeau Farms, and Taylor Johnson Pickle at Lime Ridge Egg, which has been a wonderful experience for him, and Logan Biermeyer at Hills Prairie Dairy in Hillsboro, and he's had a wonderful experience as well. Shout out to Rockwell for opening up and having Matthew Kepler. He works morning hours there, and it's been a great experience for him. Kaylee Newkirk and Trista Plemer at WCCU. They're having a great experience with business and finance. And then our healthcare department, we've got Tristan Peterson. That's one girl I'll praise too. She is working three different jobs, and so all in the healthcare. So she's at the pharmacy. She does home health care, and she recently just got a job up in Sauk City Health. So she's a very hardworking student. Alyssa Moeller, same thing, working Schmidt Woodland Hills as a CNA. Ari Lewis, she just she's home health care and recently got a CNA position at Richland Hospital as well. Extremely grateful for that. Bailey Wanless, home care. Savannah Stoll, Greenway Manor. Kennedy Ganner at Our House. So those are our students in the healthcare, and we thank those employers. Katie Fry, she is actually in education, and she's had the opportunity to do some early education courses, and she works at our daycare, Ithaca Daycare. And then in closing, our construction. So we've got Nolan Waldner at Rock Solid Forming and Mac Neath with J.P. Cullen, and they've had great experiences as well working in the construction pathway. And all of these 32 students have received some form of related instruction that is even outside of our walls of Ithaca. We do press into and, of course, encourage, and they take classes, of course, under our roof. But we love to get that next level of education for them and start them on some college credits. And almost all of these students have. And they're doing an amazing job. So I just congratulate and thank you, the students. And a huge shout out to our local and area business people who equipped and mentor and help in this program.
Takes a community, doesn't it?
Oh my goodness, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
So thank you.
Yeah. One last word from our seniors who are here. Darren Nelson, let's say an underclassman comes to you and says, Darren, why should I get involved in this youth apprenticeship thing? What would you answer?
I would say that this really helps you out for the future because it'll help you know if that's what you want to be doing for the rest of your life or not.
Okay. Well said. How about you, Danny? Danny Ferriance?
I tell them to get involved with it if possible because you learn about the paths that you might want to take, or you could have an experience like me where you figure out you don't want to be a part of that because you're not comfortable with it.
Sure. You've got more than one choice. You're not locked into anything.
Yep.
Right. How about you, Violet?
I would say that it's okay not to know, and you just kind of get your foot in the door and you start experiencing all the different things that just our local businesses have to offer, and it can really just pave the way for your future.
Well said. Mr. Herbst, you know, you and I are in pretty good hands because we got somebody, you got the healthcare, we've got a farmer here, we've got somebody working HVAC. You know, our future is pretty bright for those of us who might be retiring in the next few years, right?
It sure is. And, you know, one of the things as you go through life, you learn things about yourself. And what I've learned is that I like small schools. I've taught in small schools, I've administered in them, I've also taught in large schools. And as Monica was reading the list of the students who participated in this program, I couldn't help but be struck by the fact that those kids are also involved in so many other things, which is a quality of small schools. Having taught in a larger school, there are so many students that at some point they have to start to specialize. And so you don't have the three sport athletes. You don't have the kids who excel in athletics and other activities. So to be able to have them have those opportunities and to watch them excel in those is very gratifying. And you know, the other thing I would say to these kids, which is something that I said last summer after our baseball team had won the state championship and the fashion in which they did it. Of course, they returned to Ithaca. We had a little reception there for them. And one of the things that I told the kids, I said, I am not proud of you for winning the state championship, which, of course, drew some quizzical looks.
Greg Herbst, superintendent, high school, middle school principal at Ithaca. And earlier we heard from Chuck Keller from CESA 3. He is the Career and Life Ready Director. Monica Kirshner, Youth Apprenticeship Career Coach. And our students, Danny Ferriance, Darren Nelson, and Violet Dilley on The Morning Show.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.